So we left off, we were discussing the Indian of Das Acheres Makno, so on, perhaps to try to understand why Das Acheres helps in any way. So we're trying to go through a few different cases. So the first case we went through was Kinyan Chatzar. We talked about the concept of Chatzar Mishtameres versus Chatzar She'ena Mishtameres, and we pointed out that the Shimur on the Chatzar that comes about via Das Acheres Makno, so doesn't seem to have any relevance to our Gemara. Just to review, the Gemara in Bava Metzia had a case where if you have if he's omid b'tzad chatzero and he's being shomer it, or just stand to some type of a guardianship on the chatzer, that somehow helps the chatzer make its kinyan. But if it's not a chatzer that's guarded, then it's not considered a valid kinyan. But the Gemara qualifies that that's only on a metzia, or something which is not being, someone else is not being makne that to you. But if someone else is being makne the item to you, either by a matana or a mechira or whatever, so that constitutes das acheres makno so, and we don't need that the chatzer should be mishtameres. That's what the Gemara says. And the question is why? So the Rishonim had a dispute, first of all, about how mishtamer the chatzer really has to be. And the Rabbeinu Peretz said it doesn't have to be guarded at all. And the reason is that the Das Acheres constitutes enough of a reason why someone else can't come and take it. Meaning the whole chisaron and the chatzer that's not being guarded is what? Who remembers? Anybody? Was anybody with us on Friday? I don't know. What? What's the whole chisaron and a chatzer, Shein Mishtameres? Why can't you say it's yours? The chatzer is mine.
Yeah, but you're not there. No one gave it to you in the first place.
So, like,
don't
want
to have, like,
you
recognize it as an opportunity to accept something,
because
they're
not.
Yeah, well, that's the case, and that's the case that the Gemara is talking about. Yeah, no, you guys are right. I'm saying that the fact that you want your chatzah to make a kinyan for you, but for all intents and purposes, the kinyan is going to be a bad one, in the sense that someone else can come and take it at any time, so. So how can you really claim that this became yours? Forgetting about shlichus, I'm saying nothing fancy. Just practically speaking, if there's a mitzvah, somebody drops a mitzvah on my chatzah, and now I want to say, oh, my chatzah should be kona that mitzvah on my behalf. Why? What's so good about my chatzah being kona on my behalf? But meila, if it's such a situation where someone else can't come and take it without being chased away, okay, so I understand why that. My chatzar is better than if it was Stam standing on a field of Hefker. Because since I have some claim to the area, the mela, my chatzar can act as my yad or my shliach, whatever, not getting involved in that.
I mean, on Friday, that falls like the lowest terms of shliach, meaning if someone wouldn't give it to you as a shliach.
Oh, that's the second opinion. That's the opinion of the Rosh. Right, so the Rabbeinu Peretz is saying that it's just a chisaron in the whole kinyan, because there's no reason why my chatzar should be konet on my behalf, right? And he says mashen kinyan is das acheres makno so. So then there is a reason why nobody else should be able to take it, because the guy bedafka put it down on my chatzar for me. So who are you to come along and take it? So mamela, it's not such a strong chisaron in the kinyan anymore, and the chatzar can be konet on my behalf. That was the opinion of Rabbeinu Peretz. But the Rosh says no. He says that you can't have a chatzar which is not guarded bichlal. You have to at least have the makne be guarding it at the time of the kinyan. So the makne puts it down, and they explain that the Rosh is saying that really it's ki'ilu, that you rented out a piece of the chatzar that's being put down into the makne. So it's like his chatzar and he's guarding it on your behalf, right? But really, that's not actually what's happening, but it's just that the makne is putting it down on my behalf. Not because now it's considered that's a valid kinyan that no one else can come and take it, but in the whole mechanism of kinyan chatzer, so we say the chatzer is mishum yad velogara mishlichus. Right? A chatzer is like an extension of my hand, just like you can put something into my hand and it's going to be a kinyan for me. So too, you can put something in my property, it's going to be a kinyan for me. Right? But that's only in a case where you would actually be doing that. Right, it's lo gara mishlichus. We said that the minimal amount, just like technically if my hand could exist if I wasn't around, like you could just put something into my hand, so I would want there to be a basic level of qualification. So what's considered a hand when I'm not around? A shliach. A shliach is like my hand when I'm not around, right? His hands sort of become my hands. So therefore, you put something into my chatzer, and you're not guarding it at all, it's worse than a regular case of shlichus. Because in a regular case of shlichus, I wouldn't tell you to give something over to a shliach who's going to be completely negligent. They're going to give, oh, this guy is a famous poshea. Give it to this guy because he loses everything.
The you know? Town poshea.
What?
The town poshea.
Was the town poshea? What do you mean?
Kind of like village idiot.
The English term, village idiot.
Right. So he's the village poshea. Okay, very good. Yeah. So sorry I didn't get it. He's the village poshea. So give it to him. He's for sure going to lose it. So he's the one I want being my shlich. I would never make such an individual my shlich because it's not shaykh that he's going to actually deliver it. So why would I want somebody to give it to him? Yeah.
Is it not kind of shlich, or is it just complicated things because it's so, like, sort of, it's not really, it's like a self-making?
No, what it's saying is that when the Gemara uses the phrase that chatz mishum yad velo gara mishlichus, so any circumstances under which you would not appoint a shliach, your chatzar is not going to be kona either. So if you know that this guy is the village poshea, you're not going to appoint him as your shliach to accept it on your behalf. And therefore, we're not going to say that the chatzar is going to be kona on your behalf under these circumstances. So therefore, there has to be a minimal amount of shimur on behalf of the makne. So that's what Das Acheres Makne so accomplishes, that the makne is a little bit of a shomer for me. So at least if there's somebody who's going to watch the shliach, quote unquote, for a moment or for some period of time, so then that's going to consider a valid kinyan. So we said on Friday, this doesn't really help us at all in our understanding of Das Acheres Makne so for a katan. Why not? Right, these are nuances in kinyan chatzer. They really have nothing to do with us. Right, so the fact that if you did a Bar Ilan search and it comes up Das Acheres Makne, that doesn't always help, as we pointed out on Friday, right? Rav Soloveitchik's famous comment that sometimes two different sugyas use the same words, but they really mean two different things. And sometimes they use different words and they really mean the same thing. So you have to actually learn up the sugya to see what's what. Right, so here we saw a little bit of this sugya, and we see that these are all technicalities in guarding the chatzer because of the way Kinyan chatzer works. Nothing to do with Das Acheres Makne on behalf of the katan. Although, I don't know, we'll see by the end, maybe you might want to come back and draw some parallels, but for starters, doesn't seem to help.
Don't we have a comparison between Shlichus and Kinyan chatzer?
Yes. Maybe you could say because the katan's going to lose it, so therefore, I don't know. Meaning, generally speaking, we say that even that. Remember, we spoke before, and Tosos gave you all these different cases. The kid has to be a bardas to begin with in order for Das Acheres to even help him. He can't be nothing, right? If he's mamish, a 5-year-old, and doesn't not holding by tzror v'zorko eglus v'notlo and right chayfetz v'machzir l'achasha, so that even any of what we said before doesn't even apply. Das Acheres doesn't even help him make kinyanim. But Lamaisa, we'll have to keep going. So the second case we saw, I don't know if we explained it, the case of Sadna Da'ara Chadhu, right? The case of making one Kinyan Chazaka on one field and then being Kona the other 9 fields along with it. We mentioned there's a little bit of a contradiction between two Gemaras. Right. In other words, you're going to make a Kinyan Chazaka on a field. You're going to, I don't know, Noah Gadar or Paratz or whatever, Rafak Papurto, whatever you want to say, constitutes the Kinyan Chazaka over there. Right? You guys familiar with this at all? How you make Kinyan Chazaka on a field?
I thought you meant like a Chazaka like 3 years.
No, not a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. That's a Cheskes Gimel Shanim is right. Walk the borders maybe, right? That's a big machlokas Rashi Tosas over there, right? So, but the Pashup shot is if you do what I like to call an open demonstration of ownership. Kinyan Chazaka is basically something which only the Baal Hasada would do. Or the Baal HaChatzer would do. If you change the locks, right? Generally speaking, you don't go to someone else's house for a week, hang out there, and change the locks so that when the guy comes back, he can't get in, right? That's not something that a borrower does. That's something that an owner does, right? So that's why it's a valid Kinyan Chazak. It's an open demonstration of ownership. So I go, or you just start working the field and plowing it over, to plant new crops. A guy who's walking on somebody else's field just to visit is not plowing over the field to plant new crops. That's not something that's, you know, a borrower does. So this guy buys 10 different fields from a seller, big real estate deal, and then he wants to make a kinyan chazaka. So he's going to run around the whole neighborhood making 10 different kinyan chazaka. He's a busy man. He's got a lot more business deals to make. So he doesn't want to run around making kinyan. So he does a kinyan chazaka on one of the 10 fields, and the Gemara in Kiddushin says, on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, he can be kona all 10 fields with one kinyan chazaka. Right. And that's, we said, that's the Psaka of the Rambam, Menilchas Mechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yates. And we said there's a little bit of a problem because the Gemara in Bava Basra on the bottom of the Gimel Med Aleph, going over to the Gimel Med Beis, says it doesn't work that way. If you make a Kinyan Chazaka on one field, you are not Kona the other field if there is a border separating the two fields. It's exactly the opposite. So lest you say, okay, big deal, it's a machlokis between the two sukkis, but we said on Friday, the Rambam and Hilchas Zechiyah, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, paskins the same way. The Rambam paskins that Kinyan Chazaka is not going to be Kona the other fields. Let's see if I actually succeeded in bringing what I wanted. Okay, so the Rambam already gives you the answer, and it's similarly, the Rashbam on the Daf gives you the same answer. So the Rambam in Hilchos Zechiyah Matana and the Rashbam on the Daf in Bava Basra, the Rashbam there is the Ramaschal V'Amr of Asi. He says, there we're talking about a person who's machzik in the Nichse Hager. Did you guys see that Rashbam? You didn't get a chance? He's making a Kinyan Chazaka on Nichse Hager. As we mentioned before, Ger dies, he has no Yorshim. Right, the premise of the entire Tosfos that we started on, got off on all these tangents, is that a Ger has no Golan. Right, there's no so that's what got the ball rolling with all of these side points. So this is Ger dies, and he has no Yorshim, no. So basically, like his nechassim are lying there in Kol HaKodem Zacha. Whoever wants to get it can get it. So you come onto the field and you say, all right, I want to be Zocha in the Nechse Ager. So you make a chazak on one of the fields. He's got 9 other fields. So you're not Zocha in any of those other fields. And that's the Rambam spells it out right away. I'll read you the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Zechiyah Matana. Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Shtei sados b'nichsei hager u'meitzar echad b'neim hichzik ba'achas v'yam l'knosa kanye. So if you make a kinyan chazak on one of the two fields, then you are konet. Hichzik ba'liknos osav eschaverta. Let's say you make a kinyan trying to be konet both of the fields. You were Kona the field that you made the chazak on, but not the other one. Right, and then he goes through the rest of the variables of the Gemara. If you bedafka haven't, you make a chazak on this field intending to be Kona that field, then you have nothing. Right, that was the Gemara has all the variables. So basically, you see from the Rambam that in a case where it's Nichse Hager, it doesn't work to be make a chazak in one and not the other. And in a case where it's a regular mechira, it does work. So what's the difference between the two? Das acheres magnos, right? One case you have the mocher is having in mind that you should be kona the field. So he's das magna. The ger doesn't constitute a das magna on your behalf. He just died. He didn't do anything for you to try to make the kinyan. Why do you need him? You don't need him. You can be Kona the field. But for some reason, you need Das Acheres Makne in order for you to be Kona one field and have it help for the other fields. If there's no Das Acheres Makne, it doesn't work. That's the Rambam's difference in the case of Nichse Ager. The Rashbam spells it out as well. The Rashbam is later in Bava Basra. Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. There's a sugi, a little sugi, Samach Zayin Amid Aleph, Samach Zayin Amid Beis. The Rashbam there says, when there's Das Acheres Makne, so we say Sadna Da'arachadhu, which means that the land has one handle, right? We said this the other, like a suitcase, right? So a suitcase has a handle, you pick it up, you get the whole suitcase. So too, the earth, planet earth, technically, any one piece of land on earth can be kona any other piece of land on earth, given that there's a Das Acheres Maknos, so, because technically the whole world, you know, sometimes separated by oceans and whatnot, but, you know, under the ocean we still have some land.
Isn't the problem just that it doesn't, like, give the appearance? I mean, the whole problem of acquiring two lands separated by a border, isn't the problem that just because you do demonstrate ownership on one, it doesn't demonstrate ownership on the other? Meaning, even if you want to say das, they're connected. Even the premise of the problem is that they're connected. It's that, you know, they're connected. The border shows how we might not be acquiring the other. How does this get you out of the
right? Problem? So that's a great question. Meaning, okay, so I understand within the parameters of Kinyan Chazaka, right? This is what he's asking. Within the parameters of Kinyan Chazaka, so the whole yisod of Chazaka is to demonstrate ownership. So making a Chazaka on one land doesn't demonstrate ownership on any other land. So it should be a problem whether there is or there isn't das acheres. So that's a good question. Right, we're going to have to hold off on that question until later. We might be able to answer it, you know, for everybody. We might only be able to answer it according to one way of looking at it. Just one minor detail in the Rashbam. If you got a chance to see that Rashbam, he points out that this only works if you've already given the money for all of the fields. If you still have not yet paid for all of the fields, then the chazaka only works on the fields that you've paid for. You understand? So the question is, does this have anything to do with anything, or is that just a detail that needs to be explained? What do you think?
How does Kinyan Chazaka work in general? What do you...
So he said, you do something which demonstrates ownership on the field, and that sort of indicates that it's yours, and that indication makes it yours.
Isn't that expression, if you didn't pay for it, you can't...
What?
Isn't he saying, if you didn't pay for it, you can't acquire it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you could say that. Meaning, Rashbam says we're not talking about a case where the kinyan ma'os just works. Meaning, normally you could just say that the money constitutes a valid kinyan on land, which is a true statement, right? That's a question. It's a famous machlokes with Yochanan Reish Lakish when it comes to metaltalin. Can you be kona metaltalin? Do you need to do kinyan? That's the way they say dvar Torah ma'os konus. Right, Dvar Torah, Minat Torah, the money constitutes the kinyan when the money changes hands. So do we say that no, Minat Torah Meshicha Kona or Minat Torah Mos Konos? Right? Do we say that the guy actually has to take hold of the property and bring it into his ownership, or is it good enough to just give the money? So I believe we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that Dvar Torah Mos Konos, right? That really when you give over the money, that constitutes the kinyan. But midrabbanan, they said that the meshicha should be kona gzeira shema yoma nisrafu chitecha baliyah. That it's a gzeira, lest the guy come to say that there was a fire in my storehouse and all of your stuff got burned up. Sorry, you had already paid for it, so it was all yours, right? So like the modern day version of that will be, let's say you order something online and the money already changed hands via whatever, PayPal or whatever. So you paid for it on PayPal. And now they're shipping it to you, and it gets destroyed in transit. So Minat Torah, it's your tough luck. Got destroyed in transit. It's nothing. The owner who sent it to you should have to worry about. But Midrabbanan, we said Meshicha Kone as a gzeira to that.
When they have the Midrabbanan, it makes it even Daraisa. The owner owns it until it gets to you.
Right. Right, so we're saying that the Rabbanan said we don't want the person to either, you know, he's not going to be moser nefesh to save something that he knows doesn't belong to him anyway, or we don't want them to ship it using faulty methods. So we want the seller to be on the hook until it actually gets to the reshus of the buyer. Okay, that's all metaltalin. But when it comes to karka, when it comes to fields, midaraisa, you could be konen with the money. So the Rashbam qualifies that by saying here it's just a detail. We're talking about a type of place where everything has to be documented, and the shtaros have not yet been written. Right? Documentation takes time. You know, if you're, I don't know, anybody know any contract lawyers? Right? So there's a reason they exist. Contracts are complicated and whatever. You need an actual lawyer to write one. So in halacha, the shtaros aren't as complicated as contracts, but there are prakim and shas that talk about how to write shtaros. So there are, you know, it is not the world's easiest thing. And therefore, the contracts were still being written up, and we're talking about a place, which is most places, Bizman Hazeh, that they wait on the sale until the contracts are written. So you can be kona via kinyan chazaka because the money has changed hands, but the money is not generating the kinyan until all the shtaros are drawn up. That's how the Rashbam explains it. So otherwise, you wouldn't have a problem anyway because the what? So it's not really the shtar that's kone, but the guy is not, the money basically holds out until the shtaros are written. You could also be kone with shtaros. Here, the difference is there's two different types of shtaros, right? There's a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. You've heard this before? Anyway, so it's an important thing to know. There's two types of shtaros. Shtar kinyan and shtar raya. Like we say that you can be mekadesh and isha with kesef, shtar and bia. So what type of shtar is that? It's a shtar kinyan. Right? In other words, you say, you write on a piece of paper, areyat mekadesh esli, b'shtar zeh, whatever, and you write it down, and you give her the shtar, she's mekabel the shtar. That shtar generates a kinyan. Right? So too, I can write on the shtar, I hereby makne my field to you with this shtar here. So you get the shtar, now it's yours. Right? That's a shtar kinyan. But most shtaris are not that. A get is the ultimate shtar kinyan, right? A get is the ultimate shtar kinyan. The Torah calls it a sefer krisis, which means the sefer creates what's a better word for cutting off? The severing of the marriage. Right? The get severs the marriage, literally. That's the ultimate shtar kinyan, right? So it's the anti-shtar kinyan, I guess. It annihilates the kinyan, right? But most shtaris that we write are like receipts. Right? When you have a receipt, that's a shtar raya. It's not a shtar kinyan. I'm saying you already made the kinyan by paying the money. Now you have a raya that such a kinyan was made. When you have a title to a house, you have all these different shtaros that you write up. Those are all rayas that a kinyan was made.
Can we also use a get though as like a raya?
Yes, shtari kinyan can become shtari raya, right? But for example, a ksuva is not a shtar kinyan; it's a shtar raya, right? The kinyan. If you ever been to Chassan's Tish, so when they're writing up the ksuva, so they make a kinyan chalip and they make a kinyan sudur, or they use a pen or something like that for. To make the kinyan to be makabel the heschayvus of the ksuva, right? The guy who's the husband, the chassan, is the Masada Kedushin says to him, "All right, take this handkerchief. You're going to pick up the handkerchief, and when you pick it up, you're having in mind that you're going to be makabel upon yourself all of the responsibilities that are outlined in the ksuva as stated by Chazal." Okay, so he picks it up. He's makabel kinyan. That's called a kinyan sudor, the fancy kinyan chalipin that we say works. In under all circumstances, for whatever reason, I don't know, can't get into it now. But so that's the kinyan. The ksuva is a raya that such a kinyan was made. You understand? Then when they sign the ksuva, the edim who signed the ksuva, they can't just show up last second and sign the ksuva. They have to have witnessed that kinyan. They're signing to the effect that we saw the Kabbalah's kinyan, and we know that he was makabel upon himself to do all this. Right, so there's something called a Tanai Beis Din that already anybody who's makabel upon himself to get married, right, that's already a detail, but let's just go with the basics. You know, so the pashtus is that the Edom should see the Kenyan, right? They should see the fact that he's makabel the Schaivas upon himself, and therefore when they sign on the Ksuba, they're signing to the effect of a raya, not a, and if you ever needed to prove it, so the woman is supposed to have the ksuva on her at somewhere undisclosed location, right? You're not, the husband technically is not supposed to know where the ksuva is.
Doesn't everyone hang it up in the house?
Everyone.
I'm saying because you like a cloth diary with the ksuva.
Right. You want to hear a funny story about that? A friend of mine is the rabbi of my shul. So he was eating over at somebody's house. They have the ksuva hanging on the wall. Some people are very frum. And they don't. They have a chumrah when they write the ksuva that the word is vikonina. You ever see the word vikonina on a ksuva? It's at the very end of the ksuva, which basically says, "And the chassan made the kabbalah's kinyan, and he accepted upon himself everything vikonina. We made the kinyan, and now we're going to sign that the kinyan was made." Right. So some ksuvas, they're very. They have the shtick that they don't want to write something in the ksuva that didn't actually happen yet. See, normally it's good enough. You don't need to write the word v'kanina after the kinyan was made. It says in the ksuva that the kinyan was made. When he does the kinyan, then the edim sign on the document, right? So they just wait to sign. But some Masada Kedushins, they have a chumra where they don't want to have the word v'kanina be in the ksuva until after the Kabbalah's kinyan is made. So they do the kinyan. Yeah, there really is no big deal. Okay. So I'm saying some people do it. So they add the word v'kanina when they're signing the ksuva. First they write the word v'kanina, then they add them sign on the ksuva. And that's it. Some of the ksuvas, they just leave out. So if you have a fancy ksuva you want to hang on the wall, so then the artist is not going to leave out a whole word so that the rabbi can scribble it in with his scribbling handwriting. You know, you ever see, like, the read the Gedolim books, they always say, like, they talk about the, oh, when he used to write his Maamar Makomos in his flowery handwriting, and then, like, they have a picture of the Maamar Makomos, it's like this chicken scratches, and like, oh, whatever. Same, but, so the rabbi writes it in with handwriting. He's not a fancy artist. So they leave out one little, either they leave out the regel of the kuf, they just says viranina, right, or they'll just say vi'anina with nothing, and you write the kuf in there. So they hopefully, if they leave you the space and exactly how big it should be, they hope the rabbi's not going to mess it up too badly, right? So they leave the space out there, and so this rav happened to have been by the person's house for Shabbos, and he noticed he's just, you know, Ksuba's sitting there, big in all its glory, talking about the monetary obligations of the marriage, very romantic. So he's reading it, and he sees that they never filled in the kuf of the kanina. So the whole ksuv is possible. The whole ksuv is possible that the Adim signed on a document which never says that the kinyan was made. So you have a problem because you're not allowed to live together. The Gemara says v'shem rav, you know, koladar, right? Koladar be'ishto v'lo ksuva kilu bo b'yaznus. Right, that's the sheet in the Mishnah. There's one opinion like that in the Mishnah. I think we paskin like that. Alach l'maisa, you have to separate until the ksuva is written. So there are ways to get out of it, whatever. But l'maisa, he ran around that day trying to get a ksuva written up. So yeah, you can't fill it in after the fact. That's already the Adam already signed. So you could write a receipt on the bottom, whatever. But it's easier just to go to the store, get a $5 ksuva. Fill it out. You can leave that one hanging on the wall. Makes no difference. A lot of people have ksuvas hanging on the wall that aren't their real ksuvas. No, it has to be written in the way it's supposed to be. Exactly what the... any Judaica story, you could get a ksuva. Most Rabbanim have a few copies lying around their houses just for, you know, whatever. No, not for when this comes up. But if they, no, because if you ever get called to be Masadar Kiddushin or whatever, so you have to have them. Let's say this... It's Thanksgiving and all the stores are closed or whatever. You know, like,
wedding we went for the mistake. They wrote the name wrong.
Uh-huh. Yes, so you have to write it. Sometimes you have the story that, oh, this Rav, he apostled the whole ksuva and he wrote the whole thing on a napkin and whatever. I'm saying, like, yeah. The best thing to do is to have a chilled out Masadar Kiddushin who doesn't want to apostle everything. He just does everything Kedasuki did and that's it. You know, like, so, what? I don't know. So it would be my first one. So I don't know. You don't want somebody that's his first one. So
why? Right.
First one should be like you're not from cousin or whatever. Who doesn't? You're the only rabbi he knows. You know. So that's why you'd be your first one. Anyway, so.
I think that name is not one.
Last summer I went home for a wedding from Morty Bennett.
Yeah,
so Rostov was there, right? So.
He said, I
didn't say it. The other rabbi who's the Adam Ksuva said something.
So I was like, no, it's fine.
He's like, no, he said it about the Vekanina.
Oh, yeah?
He said, oh, they already wrote Vekanina in. So I was like, yeah, who cares? I was like, what are you going to start a fight about it now? Like,
would Abe not sign on it?
He signed on it, Lysa.
The person had to find the same exact to Aiden.
What? No, you write a new ksuva from Mikano Vahaba. That's it. I'm saying like, so anyway, like they wrote the ksuva. The next day, a guy showed up in shul. Everybody started singing Siman Tov Mazel Tov. We're a small shul. The word travels fast. So North Woodbury, Rabbi Ari Leibowitz shul. Anyway, the mice said happened. All right, that's a shtar raya. The point is, it's shtar raya. He was still makabel the kinyan. He just didn't have a raya that he was makabel the kinyan. Okay, so what did that have to do with anything? I don't know. There was a point to all of this. We were talking about two different types of shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. Fine. So we're saying that when you, in the time, the Rashbam was talking about a case where they made the kinyan with kesef and the shtar was just a raya. It wasn't that the shtar was generating the kinyan. You understand what I'm saying? All right, so okay. So all that being said, if you look in the Mishnah Lamelech on the Rambam here, he says the same thing, that like, yeah, he quotes the Magen Mishnah, says it's just Das Acheres Makno, so, and the Mishnah Lamelech says, Yesh L'daktek al Divrei Harav HaMagid Zal, Dehech Kosav, De Matana Deche Das Acheres Makno, so Kana Kulam, Dehabe Breisa Simo V'Hushanosim Demei Kulam, right? The Gemara itself, I said the Rashbam said it, but the Gemara itself says that he has to have paid for all of them. Even though there's Das Acheres Matne, he didn't pay for all of them, doesn't work. Ibrod Lav Milsu, nah, don't worry about it. Dibamakom Shekosvin Es Hashtar, talking about a place where they would write Shtaris as a Raya. V'cheinim Kona Lo Shtar, Lo Kona Ad Shita Nos Adam. Even if they were going to use the Shtar as a Kenyan, it wouldn't work until he gave the money. V'yichtov Es Hashtar, M'hechsik Ba'oso Ba'acha Shenichmas Makom Ksiv Es Hashtar, Da Alima Milsa De Chazaka. So he says that nah, the whole thing just means that there's not going to be a full Das Acheres Makne unless he first gave all the money. So the money itself is not going to generate the Kenyan because they're waiting for the Shtar to be written. But Lemaisa, if you didn't give him all the money, he's not going to allow you to make the Kenyan Chazaka with his Das Makne. He's not fully intending to give it over to you until he receives the money. That's all. It's nothing fancy. Then he quotes, he says, maybe the Rashbam is not saying that. He says, but if you didn't see the Rashbam anyway, I'm not going to get into it. All right, if you get a chance to see the Rashbam, then you can see the Mishnah Lamelech where he says that he thinks maybe the Rashbam is saying something different. But Pashtus is the Rashbam saying the same thing also. Okay, whatever. If you get a chance to see the Rashbam. So all this, we don't know if this helps us when it comes to our case. No, that's not funny. I'm saying we don't know if this helps us when it comes to our case. Meaning, does this tell us why the katan should be kone if it's Das Acheres Makne or not? That's the shaila. So we'll come back to it. Last case, this one I believe very strongly will help us. This is not a Gemara. This is the Muki Yosef in Bava Basra, quoting the Ravid. No. This is a Namuki Yosef in Bava Basra.
No, I'm saying where do you get all these people from?
Oh, different places. I don't know.
I'm saying this.
So this is Namuki Yosef in Bava Basra, Daf Chav Bezim et Aleph in the Dape Arif, quoting the Ravid. Okay, it's. I don't think there's a new Dibra Maschel on the Daf in the Dape Arif, but he quotes from the Ravid. If you get a chance, you should really see this inside. He writes that if somebody gives you a matana of karka and you make a chazaka bitos, what's the case? You're working the field thinking that it's yours. The guy said, like, oh yeah, there's two fields side to side. And I decided, I'm such a nice guy, I'm going to give you my field that's side to side. With yours, I have all kinds of other investments I got to worry about. I don't need this field anyway. It'll add a little bit of, you know, property value to you, and you'll be able to plant more things. It'll be very nice. So you're on your half of the field. You don't realize that you're on... You think you're on your half of the field still. You don't realize that that's actually my field that I just gave to you as a matana. And you're sitting there working the field or you're changing the locks on the gate or whatever. So you're doing a valid Kenyan Chazaka on my field, which I gave you as a matana. But you don't realize you're doing a Kenyan Chazaka. You don't know what you're doing. You think you're just working. So that's a Kenyan literally by mistake. You have no Kavanas Kenyan whatsoever. And the Namuki Yosef says, in the name of the Ravid, nevertheless, the Kenyan works. You are Kona the field, even though the whole thing is betos. And even though we said that the Gemara in Yevamis, on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, writes, Ha'odeh benichse hager, somebody does the exact same thing, but, classic case, nichse hager, right? So you have the ger, he dies. And you walk onto, and he has the same two adjacent fields, and you walk onto his old field thinking that part is still yours, and you work the field just like you did in our case. You are not Kona. The Gemara says black on white, you are not Kona. So the Muki Yosef says, same thing. There's no Das Acheres Makno, so when the Nechse Ager, and therefore you're not Kona. Whereas in the case of the Matana, you are Kona. That's what the Ravid says. There's the same thing. You can look in the Ritva and Yevamis. Ritva and Yevamis is on that Gemara of Oder Nechse Ger, Nun Beis Amid Beis, Divra Maschal Amalei Abaye. And there's also Rajma and Gittin that says the same thing. These are all sources to say, again, when there's a Das Acheres Makne, you can even make a Kenyan by mistake, and it's valid. Whereas, when there's no Das Acheres Makne, you better know that you're planning on making the Kenyan. Yes?
In the first case, why was he working?
Let's say there's two fields. One, ends right over here, and the next one starts right over here. I'm over my boundary, not realizing that I'm over my boundary, thinking it's mine, working the field, which would constitute a valid kinyan chazakah had I realized it, but I don't realize it. So if there's a das acheres makna on this field, it becomes mine via this kinyan chazakah, even though I don't realize I'm making a kinyan chazakah. But if it's nichse ager, or it's hefker, or whatever, so you can't be zochem and a hefker doing that. You have to actually know what you're doing and having in mind to make the kinyan. So this is the difference. And then there's a Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is not our Yad Ramah. I mean, it's the same guy. Rabbeinu Meir Alevi, Abu Lafia, great last name. Right? So the Ramah, we only have it on three Masechtas. Although if you look at the publications, there is a Yad Ramah that was published on Masechtas Kiddushin. But he wrote a Yad Ramah on Masechtas Kiddushin, but we don't have it. It's a compilation of different quotes from the Yad Ramah that are relevant to certain daf and Kiddushin. So one of the publishing companies put out a Yad Ramah and Kiddushin. But we don't actually have the Yad Ramah and Kiddushin. There's a Sanhedrin, Bava Basra, and a little bit of Masechtas Gittin. So those are the only three Yad Ramahs we have left. But he wrote on everything, I think. But what? Yeah, I don't know. They're all lost somewhere. I don't know. What? Could be. I have not been to see what is or is not in the Vatican. Right. So I don't know what is there, what isn't there. You can talk to people who've been. So
the Vatican is a church or the library?
The library. They're not going
to
stick. I don't know. I don't know what's what. I've never been to Vatican City. I've never been to the church part, to the library part. I wouldn't be able to tell you. They have the largest archives in the world of any institution. I don't think anybody davens in the archives. I'm saying like.
Archives. You can't even go in the archives unless you
have
special permission.
Right. You have to be Dan Brown or something to get into the archives. No, you have to. So, okay. So, all right. Lamaisa, what's the guy's name? I forgot already. Dan Brown's character.
Richard?
No, it's. I forgot already. All right. Richard? What's that? Nobody knows. I read both books once upon a time, but I forgot already. Okay, so you have to be him to get in. So getting back to the Yad Ramah, it's in Bava Basra. If you want to look it up, it goes by Simon in Bava Basra for some reason. Per Gimel Simon Kuf Tes Vav. If you look at that Yad Ramah in Bava Basra, he writes that he says it's not. Right, so he says it's not actually a classic case of das acheres makno, so it's not the main reason why the kinyan works. It actually works differently because of zachen l'adam shelo b'fanav. He says the reason that you can make the kinyan b'taos on the field when the guy is maknet to you as a matana, that's because in general zachen l'adam shelo b'fanav. That chazaka that you're making on the field, that's irrelevant. You can't make a kinyan chazaka shelo b'kavan, right? You can't make a kinyan chazaka shelo b'kavan. You can only make a kinyan chazaka if you know exactly what you're doing. However, it still works to become yours because of zechiyah, because of zachen l'adam shelo b'fan. When the guy gave it to you as a matana, that already is enough of a kinyan. You didn't even really need to do anything to get that field. But, you know, obviously if you do it shelo b'kavan, that helps. You know, but that's not the kinyan in any way. Correct. Well, it might have something to do with us. Okay. So this is the machlokes. This is the machlokes Rishonim. Again, we had the Ravid, the Ritva, and the Rashba on one side. Again, Mukhi Yosef quoting the Ravid, and you have the Yad Ramah on the other side saying that's this whole Kinyan Betos. That's just Zachen L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav, classic Zechiah. He's Mizaka you in the field, and that's why it's yours. Has nothing to do with your accidental Kinyan Chazak.
So
by the way, for some reason I just remembered it's Robert Langdon. Anyway, so...
I actually remember that.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Is that so, why is more mentioned?
What?
It is Robert Langdon.
Why is more mentioned that he did a Hazakah because, and who cares? Like, if it works within Zakah, then we don't care.
Right, right. That's a good question. That's a good question. Right, so you learn the Gemara, you have to ask that question. But Lamaisa, for our purposes, the two shittas in the Rishonim that it works on are either when there's Das Acheres Makna, you can even make a Kinyan Betolos. A lot of Rishonim say that. Or the Arama says, what are you kidding me? You can never make a Kinyan Betolos. She says, it works because he was ready Mizakiyu in the field before. And that's all you need to know. And then Mashenki and Begair, he wasn't Mizakiyu in the field. That doesn't mean anything. So therefore, he takes care of that problem. Okay, so this obviously has the most to do with our sugya, right? This case of a kinyan betos has the most to do with our sugya. If you remember, way back when we started, we said, what's pshat in Tosfos, that das acheres magnoso helps a katan make a kinyan when a katan can't make a kinyan? So some of you suggested, I think rightly so, and now we have a little bit of teeth to back it up. So we said that, really, when you have a kinyan, there's a das makna and a das kona. But is there really a das kona? Saying, like, how seriously do we need a das kona? So you could argue that it depends. When there's no makna, so obviously then you need a das kona. When it's hefker or mitzia or something like that, or nechse ager, you need a serious das kona. And the kona has to have a maisa kinyan, he has to have das kinyan, he needs to know what he's doing. Masha'enkin, when there's already a das makna, and the guy's giving it over to you. So maybe that supersedes the need for das kona. Right? Maybe it doesn't really need to be a das kona. What do you have to do then?
To a certain degree, though.
Do you have to do anything or nothing? So you have to do something. What is it that you have to do? So maybe you have to do a maisa kinyan.
Right?
So you would think that what is there if there's a maisa kinyan with no das? But what do you see from the Gemara? I'm sorry, from the Rishonim who say that you don't need even kavana to know that you're making a kinyan. So you see, you just need kavana for the maisa. You don't need kavana for the kinyan. The kavana for the kinyan and the das for the kinyan is already taken care of by the das makne. The das makne is all the das you'll ever need to make a kinyan. However, you're going to need to do something to act as some type of a recipient or receptacle for the kinyan to take effect. So you need to have at least a maisa which indicates that it's something that you're interested in doing, something that you're accepting it in some way. Right? That seems to be what's going on. You're plowing the field, not realizing that you're making a kinyan, but you are doing the valid maisa chazaka. So why? Because all the das for the kinyan was already sent your way by the makna. You're just sort of doing what you need to do on your end, which is very little. You're doing the maisa kinyan. So now it comes to a katan, we understand. A katan doesn't need to have full das. He needs to at least be cognizant of his maisa. He needs to have enough kavana that he knows what his maisa is. He knows that this maisa is a valid maisa. If he's a tiny little kid, he doesn't know anything. Okay, so nothing is nothing. But if he knows at least enough to know that he's generating a maisa kinyan, what he's doing could technically constitute a valid kinyan. So now when he does the maisa kinyan, the das makne is all the das anyone ever needs, and all he needs is a maisa kinyan.
When that guy's working on the field, that giving him a title, he didn't realize it's not his. That was his.
So he doesn't have any das to make a kinyan, but he does have das to do the maisa.
He has to realize that this maisa could make a
kinyan. Yeah, I think he needs to realize that this technically could constitute a valid kinyan chazaka. He can't just be like nisasek ba'alma with what he's doing. If you stopped him on the street and said, how would one make a kinyan chazaka? So he said, yeah, you can plow the field, you can change the locks, you can open, you can bust down the door, whatever. You know, like, something like that. You know, he has to be able to say something along the lines that he knows what's going on here. So if there's a kid who's old enough to know what's going on here and he knows to have kavana for his maisa, that's all he needs to do. The makne gave him all the das kinyan he'll ever need, and now he's doing a maisa kinyan. So he's good to go. Does that make sense to people? So l'chora, that's the pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos says, of course there's no zechiya l'katan. Why? Because we're being zochem and a hefker, we're being zochem and nechse ager, what do you need? Das kone, and the katan can't constitute a das kone, right? Because he doesn't have enough das. He needs to be intelligent and of age. Just having the intelligence is not doing the trick. But if you don't really need Das Kone because it's superseded by the Das Makne, so all you need is a Maisa, so he has enough Kavana to do a Maisa. Right? We spoke about this before. The Gemara earlier on says even when a Kotan does a Maisa Avera, technically it might be a Maisa Avera, just the Torah doesn't punish him for it as a courtesy. Right? But Lamaisa could, his actions do constitute something. So therefore he has a Maisa Kinyan, and the Das for the Kinyan has been given over by the Makna. So now a little bit we can understand Das Acheres Makno, so in the realm of Tosfos. That's all very nice. What about the Yad Ramah? So the Yad Ramah, l'chora, might hold like the following Rambam. So the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, I gave you the wrong Marimakam, I wrote Perek Tezvav Aloch Yid Aleph, it's Perek Chav Tes Aloch Yid Aleph. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira says a Chiddush. How do we know it's a Chiddush? If you read the Rambam, he says, Yeroeli. Anytime the Rambam says Yeroeli, he's saying a Chiddush. It means that he doesn't think it's based on anymore. A lot of times the Rambam doesn't say Yeroeli, it's still a Chiddush. Right? But we have to figure out, why does the Rambam think he's not saying a Chiddush? Right? Why does the Rambam think that this is somewhere black on white? Right? Either it's a Bavli, it's a Yerushalmi, whatever. He doesn't think he's saying a Chiddush. Right? Here the Rambam tells you, I think I'm saying a Chiddush. So he says, well, Yeroeli, Shekotan, Shekona Karka, Venosan, Dom, and Vehechsik, Tama Biado, Ava Bishain, Memkara, Bekarka, Klum? That a katan who makes a purchase and he gives the money and he makes the kinyan, it counts. Even though a katan doesn't have the right to make kinyan. He doesn't have the right to do business in land. Why? Shahakatan kimisha'enu lefanenuhu. Because the katan is ki'ilu nobody. Meaning like when a katan is talking to you, halachically it's like no one is talking to you. He gives you the money. It's like somebody just, you know, you found the money out of nowhere, and you had in mind to be makne the field to this invisible person, right? Why? V'zochen la'adam shalo b'fon avein chavin lo ela b'fon. Based on the concept of zochen la'adam shalo b'fon. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? The Rambam does not understand the way we just explained Tosfos. The Kotan is literally doing nothing to participate in this kinyan. And still we say it works, not b'toras zechiyah of das makna das kon, because of zachan adam shalo b'fonav.
It's stuck, because that doesn't work. Because if the shlichus...
Right, so clearly the Rambam is not bothered by zechiyah b'toras shlichus. Right. Now, according to what we've been saying in Tosfos, for sure, Tosfos didn't solve the problem of zachan adam shalo b'fanav. He just solved the problem of kinyanim for the zechiyah l'katan b'taras kinyanim. Right. So Tosfos didn't solve all those problems.
No, because he said that doesn't work. Meaning,
right. 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 So the Rambam.
Anyone that says zachan works for fun.
No, so now you have the Rambam Shita, and the Ketzos strays it out of a number of other Rishonim as well. They say the Magen Mishnah and the Rashba, they seem to all say along these lines. So just briefly, it's a very long piece in the Ketzos. I just made some copies. Just take a look at it here. I underlined the just because we only have about 5 minutes. So I underlined the part I want you to see. Pass it around. Yeah, I mean, it's all about it, but most of it's just working out the details. In other Gemaras, so that's important, but not for right this minute. So just skipping to the underlined part, you should definitely try to see the whole part that's written here. But just for now, I'm just going to read the underlined part. It says Ella nire de harambam sover dehi gufa de mahani das acheres humidin zechiyah shan nosin zochelo vanosin gadol. Right, the Rambam said that zechiyah works, the Torah zechiyah, since the nosein is a bardas, he is a gadol. V'yafa gav debama lo matzi nosein gufa lezakos lemakabel, elatzarach mekabel batzma lezakos o ayde acher. Normally, we don't allow somebody to be mezakos someone and something else without there being somebody else there. That the kinyan has to take effect through somebody else. Hacha shekoten ba'atzmo zoche, elashein lo das, it says that here the katan is standing there, but he has no das, and therefore he could not get a mitziyah. So what is he saying? That the guy gives it over to the katan, normally, if I, let's say I want to give you something, but you're not around, so I give you the item. You're mezakeh him in the item. Zaklam shalom. So shouldn't we need a third party here to help out the katan? Say no. Since the katan's standing right there, and he's being zocheh ba'atzmo in the item, so but halachically he's not in the room. So what the Rambam holds is that you're giving it over to the katan, but you yourself are being mezakeh the katan in the item. In other words, you're making the kinyan for him. You're the konan. So it works, even though you need, you normally you would need a third party for zechiyah, but since the katan is standing right there, you can make the kinyan on his behalf. Your das sort of takes over for his body, and now you're mezakeh him in the kinyan. Yes, yes, it's a very strange situation here. Right, so he says, and he says that that's also the pshat. Hu adin begadol kishenu miskaven, uchgon shesavur shalohu, v'chi agavin behefker lo kani, ubedas acheres makne mahani, das anosim, hu mitzad zechiyah. So he says, and that's what's really going on in our weird case, where the guy doesn't realize he's making a kinyan. What do you mean he doesn't realize he's making a kinyan? Meaning the guy was mezaki ubetorah zachin lam shalom b'fanav. How is he mezaki ubetorah zachin lam shalom b'fanav? There was no other party to whom the kinyan was made. So no. Since the guy was giving it directly to you and he wasn't in the room when you got it, so when he's being mezakeh to you, the way zachin works, sometimes it works is that you're acting as the shliach for the guy. And sometimes zachin works as if the guy sort of takes over your persona. Zachin means that I'm mezakeh to you, means I want this kinyan to go through. So it's like, you know, let's say you have, for example, let's say there's a guy and he's playing on a really horrible football team, right? So if you can imagine like a cartoon type situation, guy's playing on such a horrible football team that everyone else on the team is terrible except for him. But he's really great. So he says, you know what? You guys stink. Just get out of my way. And he takes the ball from the center, he throws it as high and as far as he can, and he takes off and he runs downfield. And he himself catches the pass for the touchdown, and everyone else is just standing around watching. So he says, that's what's going on in the Rambam's example of Zechiyah. This guy knows the katan can't make a kinyan for himself. And so too in the case with the field, when you made a kinyan chazak shalom b'kavan. I say, just I'm going to be machnevis to you, just get out of my way. Okay? I'm going to make sure that this becomes yours. So I give over the das machne, I have the, and then I stand on the other side and I catch it for you and I put it down in front of you. So that what the chiddush of zachin ladam shalom b'fanav is that I can literally take over for you and be mezakeh you in it. It's almost like an apotropos, right? I get power of attorney over all of your things. If it's a schus, if it's a chovanat, I get power of attorney over all of your things and I'm going to make the kinyan on your behalf. That's what Zachin Lav Mishlo B'fanav means. Not that I'm going to become your shaliach and make the kinyan for you. I'm literally going to take over for you. And that's what's going to be the kinyan. That's how he thinks the Rambam is learning pshat in Zechiyah.
Right, but there also by the field, he's not actually making the chazak, he's not doing the kinyan, he's just doing the dance.
So by the field, so it depends. If you learn, like the Rov Rishonim we quoted, so then it's just das makne.
No, that's fine.
But according to the Yad Ramah's way of learning it, that it works with Torah Zachin Ladam Shalom B'fanav, so say, where's the Zechiyah? Where's the Shlichus? Where's any of this stuff? So Lechora, the Ketzos is saying, I don't think the Ketzos knew about the Yad Ramah. But I don't think he was aware of all the Yad Ramahs in Bava Basra. He didn't see them probably. So the Ketzos is saying on his own that that whole case works with Torah Zechiyah, like the Rambam. That works with Torah Zachlam Shalom B'fanav because that guy's taking over for me. But Eina Chinam, if he just had a regular Das Makna, of course that doesn't work. It only works if it means that he's taking over for me. So now, let's just put it all together for a little bit because I want to move on to Ger Katan. Let's just put it together for a second. We had beforehand the Tosas saying Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. So once you say Zechiyah is mitam shlichus, you're not going to have a case of a katan being zocheh b'torah zachin lav mishlo b'fanav. But if you recall the Ketzos, he wanted to go out on a different mahal. He said, You could say zechiyah is mitam shlichus. It doesn't mean shlichus in the classic sense, like an anan sade, like Rashi and Tosus wanted to say. Right? That's Rashi and Tosus. The Tosus says, I'm not buying it. No anan sade. He says, what does it mean? Right? It means that really it's just a chiddush shechiddush Torah. He didn't explain himself well in the other Tosus. What? Yeah, because it's a chiddush shechiddush Torah. Pasuk says, nasi echad, you can make a kinyan for other people, givaldik. Right? So what does it mean, zechiyah mitam shlichus? Why all the Rishonim say shlichus? Not anan sadi that it was mashva shliach. You with me so far, guys? You remember that ketos? Or was it just ancient history? I think it was Thursday or Wednesday. It was a disjointed week last week. So, but if you get a chance, that was a shorter ketos. That one you could read. So the ketos said, it's just the chiddush shechiddush Torah that zechiyah works. All the Rishonim say shlichus, except for we quoted those Rishonim on those who were here, for the zechiyah mitam shlichus here. So some Rishonim say dafka not shlichus. Okay, but the ketos says even those Rishonim who say shlichus, they don't mean shlichus mamish that I appointed you as a shlich, right? They just mean that it's mistaber that the only people for whom this special chiddush called zechiyah works is those people who could become shluchim. Right, that's what they mean when they say zechiyah mitam shlichus. Okay. Right, so that doesn't necessarily help for the katan. But in addition to that, if you follow through on the chiddush, where some rishonim are not learning that they're going to say that even when there's a das acheres makne, that could constitute zechiyah for a katan. So, because in the end of the day, so if you stuck with zechiyah mitam shlichus and that it can only work for people for whom shlichus works, okay, so you're going to be stuck. But if you say that it's not strictly mitam shlichus or it's not going to work dafka for people who are shluchim, like the Ketos wants to learn in the Rambam and maybe the Yad Ramah also, so then we could say something else. Then we could say that what's this chiddush shechiddush Torah? What does it mean? It means that the Torah just says I can be makna something to you and you can get it on the spot. So what mechanism, what's the halachic mechanism that's working there? There, it's saying that you can take over for the other guy to become the Kohen. So I'm literally taking over for you. So under normal circumstances, how does that work? Right, zechiyah mitam shlichus. You need the guy who would be constituted as a shliach. So you have a valid guy being the shliach, quote unquote, meaning he's being the Kohen. So then, let's say again, I want to be makna something to you. I give it over here. He's makna on your behalf, quote unquote, as a shliach. That's the chiddush of the Torah. However, even if you hold that normally, that's the way shlichus works. That's the way zechiyah works. When it's clear to everybody that the guy is not betor shlichus, and he's here in the room wanting to be kona this item, there zechiyah takes on a different format. There, even if you hold zechiyah as mitam shlichus, it could be a little different. Meaning, I can now take over for you if you're in the room. If I see you and I say, listen, normally we need a third party to create the zechiyah. No third party here. I'm just going to be you. I'm going to throw it up. I'm going to catch it. And that's the chiddush of the Torah, that I can even take over for a katan. My das can supersede his das. And I can be the person that he needs me to be in order for him to be konedus. So I wouldn't say that that's zechiyah mitam shlichus. That's a new type of zechiyah that works even for people who are not betorah shlichus. But they have to be betorah kinyanim. So that's why they quote, some of the achronim quote, that even within the ketzos, it wouldn't work for a nachri. Right? So in other words, a nachri is, we say in general, that a kinyan la'akum is not going to make a kinyan under the normal circumstances. It's a big shiloh, which kinyanim work for non-Jews, which kinyanim don't work for non-Jews. But the kinyanim of zechiyah definitely don't work for non-Jews, because the whole chiddush was in Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to say, ein bo ela b'chidusha. We're not going to add to the chiddush and say, that's going to work for non-Jews as well. Right? That's why you ever been to a Mechiras Chametz? Me neither. But Mechiras Chametz, the goy will make a whole bunch of different kinyanim, because there's a shiloh, and all the Rishonim, which kinyanim work menat Torah for a non-Jew. So the Nachri, some of these non-Jews who buy chametz every year, they're big experts in Hilchos Kinyanim, because they know they have to make. No, there's a guy Rabbi Mordechai Willig sells to, that a lot of local Rabbanim will go to him. They go to this guy John Brown in Riverdale. So because this guy, he's already a Rabbi David Willig, Rabbi Willig's brother, teaches in DRS. So he said, once to one of the Rebbeim who was going to Rabbi Willig, he said, it's shaykh, it's possible you could find a Rav to be Mocher Yerchametz, who's as well-versed and as expert in the halachas as my brother. So he says, but it's not Shaykh, you're going to find a guy who knows all the Taurus Kinyanim as well as John Brown. He says, he's the Gadol Ador among Goyim in Taurus Kinyanim. So he already knows. So okay, but Lamaisa, Zechiyah would not work. That's what the Achronim say from the Ketos. They said, so in Mela, even if it works for a Kut, then it's not going to work for a Goy. So that's where we leave it. So let's leave this topic now. Just in terms of Das Acheres Makne, it's two basic Mahalchim within Tosfos. And oh, by the way, I underlined that one line in the Ketzos. He says, clearly what I'm saying is not like Tosfos. It's only in the Rambam, because Tosfos, from start to finish, the Ketzos and Tosfos are two opposite sides here. Right? The Tosfos and Rashi, they're with the Anan Sadeh that he appointed a Mashliach, and that Kutin is not Petar Shlichas, doesn't work. But if you put all the things that we've seen in Tosfos together, that Zechiyah is mitam shlichus, which we said is a machlokes, but Tosfos is all in. Although we skipped it the other day, but there is one Tosfos that has two answers to a question that maybe one of the two answers agrees that it's not mitam shlichus. Okay, whatever. But Lamaisa, Tosfos and Rashi and those Rishonim are all in for Zechiyah mitam shlichus. And therefore you have to say it's an Anan Sade that he appointed him as a shlich. And that being said, it's not really going to work well for a katan. So we had to come up with a new pshat in Das Acheres Makne. Right? So Das Acheres Makne, we said perhaps based on all the sources, is that the Das Makne is all the Das you'll ever need for a kinyan. You just need a Maisa kinyan to receive the Das Makne. Right? And that's maybe how Tosfos is going. And a katan that has a clue, he already can have the Kavonis kinyan and he can do the Maisa kinyan properly. And that Das Makne generates all the Das you need in the Kinyan, and that's how Tosfos says it's going to work. The Rambam and the Yad Ramah don't seem to say that that's how it's going to work, and they say no, it's working B'Torah Zachin Ladim Shalom B'Fanav. Tosfos is saying that doesn't work at all. So the Ketzos comes on to a whole Chiddush in Zachin Ladim Shalom B'Fanav, and he says that there's two basic types. One is, not really B'Torah Shlich, anyway, it's just a Chiddush, a Chiddush Torah, that I can get it there, I can deliver that kinyan if I need to, even if you're not around. Normally you need a third party. But when the guy's in the room, and it's apparent to all that he cannot physically make the kinyan, then I can take care of everything for him. I can be the makna, I can be the kona, and that's what's going on in the case with the field, where you make the kinyan betos. That's what's going on with the katan, and that's why it's not a problem to say Zechiyah works with Torah Shlichus. That's regular Zechiyah of Zachin Lodim Shalom B'Fanav. Here, when the guy is in the room, it's the exception to the rule, but the Torah allows me to plow through the kinyan and to make it on his behalf. We left out a lot of things, a lot of details. These are just the Roshei Prakim, okay? These are like the headings on each paragraph, okay? But for our purposes today, I think we did a halfway decent job trying to understand what's going on. All right, everybody have a great day. Tomorrow, Ger Kutin.